Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com, and today is National Administrative Assistance Day. It's the day that we set aside in the year to honor some of the most important people in the marketplace, period. And there's no question about that, and I'm excited about having one of the very best administrative assistants that I have ever known in my life, and I've known a lot of them. She is a true professional and a great lady, and absolutely loves what she does. And she's the assistant to the president of the Dillschneider Group, Bob Dillschneider. Some of you know him. You've heard him on the show before. Her name is Joan Avagliano, and she's my good friend. Now she's your friend. Joan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and thank you for inviting me to be with you today.
It's good to have you here, Joan. We're gonna have some fun because we're gonna go back down memory lane. Now, Joan, I know that you've been an administrative assistant for a few years. You started when you were just a child, right?
Well, thank you. Yes, about 20 some years ago.
Right, exactly. 20 some years. She started when she was only 8, and Joan, a lot has changed. Now, see, I remember administrative assistance all the way back into the very, I guess I could say, you could say that I really started working with them about the mid 70s.
Okay.
And I used to work with them. They used to, but that was before they were called administrative assistants. They were called secretaries, weren't they?
Absolutely.
Are there still secretaries?
There are secretaries in some organizations where there's just a very static role and there aren't a lot of job to be performed. You could have a secretary, but
yeah,
that's very rare these days.
It is, isn't it? And in fact, it's so different now because even, you know, more and more executives. I mean, look. I mean, I don't think I've ever had. In fact, I'm sure I've never had one of my assistants type a letter for me. I always
because
do my
you
own
do
letter
it yourself.
I do my own letter.
Absolutely. And there's a big shift right there in the role of the secretary administrative assistant. I mean, I think the name has changed. I think mm-hmm. the job has evolved into something so much bigger than it was 20 years ago when I came out of Catherine Gibbs actually as a secretary.
Right.
But now, you know, professional men and women are doing their own typing and entering their own letters and sending their own emails. So what is the secretary who sits outside his office doing? Well, she's certainly not typing letters,
right,
but she is keeping, you know, the wheels of business moving, per se. And without that person, I don't think any small or large business can function.
There's absolutely no question about it. I mean, I was just imagining her sitting outside, or him sitting outside. We have to remember we got to be accurate here in our description. Sitting outside the office, as you say, or in their own office or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
today, you know what they're doing? They're working on, tinkering and maintaining, or maybe even developing a website. They're managing communities online and things like that, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the shift in the actual role was dramatic. I mean, you could be dealing with, you know, the members of your team that, you know, work from home. I mean, people
right.
now don't even actually work in an office. You've got
right.
telecommuters, you know, 50 miles away dealing with one person who's based in an office. And that person, unless she's there, these telecommuters have no one hub to go to.
She's the nexus,
isn't she? That could be that administrative assistant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what this one person does, depending on the organization, is obviously critical, whether it is, you know, keeping the systems of the actual website and the computer going, whether it's keeping track of where all the employees are, whether it's, you know, sending mail, receiving mail, email, keeping track of email. I mean, all the little things that can combine into a significant role.
Well, and that person also knows where all the bodies are buried, too, doesn't she, or he?
Oh, she sure does. Yes, absolutely. And a good administrative assistant does.
Who's in a good mood today and who's not in a good mood today? Who's good on Wednesdays and who's good on Thursdays? And who's
right.
likely to come in late on Friday because of whatever, mm-hmm. whatever? And also whose child is sick and whose birthday it is and all that kind of thing. It's an amazing assignment, and it's conducted by amazing people like Jonah Vagliano, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about this some more after these messages. And I'm going to throw in a little history here, folks. How many of you know what a Selectric is? When we come back, we're going to see if Joan knows what a Selectric is. Tony Tail, stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we're going to talk about love marks. No, that's not what you think. It's about the next level of branding, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin Roberts with Saatchi & Saatchi. He's the CEO of the worldwide organization Saatchi & Saatchi. He's written a book called Love Marks. And he talks about love marks as being the future of brands. And we're going to get Kevin to tell us about that. And that's coming up in the next half hour. And then in the next, the second half of the next hour, Rick Stroud is going to be back with us. And he's with the American Association of Administrative Assistants. And and Jonah Vagliano, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. With she's assistant to the president of the Dillon Schneider Group. And Joan, that organization used to be called the American Association of Professional Secretaries.
Absolutely.
As you know.
And that name has changed just as the actual role has changed.
And it's changed. Here's the interesting thing. It has changed since I started interviewing them back in 98. So mm-hmm. it's only been, the very first time I interviewed them, the first April, 6 years ago that I interviewed them, it was still called the Secretaries Association. And then I think the next year they changed it to Administrative Assistants. But here's my question to you, Joan. Do you know what a Selectric is?
I know what a Selectric is because when I came out of Catherine Gibbs.
Tell us what a Selectric is.
And it was just 20-some years ago. I learned how to type on a Selectric typewriter.
An IBM Selectric
typewriter.
Chemical
Bank. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a computer on my desk when I walked into that job. I had a Selectric typewriter.
Right.
And that's an example of how this role has changed and how technology has changed what we do.
Well, to show you what a relic I am, Joan, mm-hmm. when I took business courses in college, you know, I took a business machines course. And in those days, those many years ago, you know, they had the posting machines and all the different machines that you probably saw. You've seen those in a museum before, I think, Joan. You probably have never operated one. You're so young.
I've seen a few of them, and yeah. I may have operated one. And I remember early on in my career when I worked at Russell Reynolds Associates, the executive search firm, and my boss went to China. And this was probably in the early 80s, which mm-hmm. isn't, I don't think, that far away.
No.
And I had to send him a telex every other day because the phones really weren't working well to China.
Exactly.
So I even used a telex machine, Jim.
Absolutely.
But,
well, you know,
obviously now you use a BlackBerry and you send a message from your desk and you don't even have to leave your desk.
Yeah, you ping him and he gets it immediately. And
absolutely.
Yeah, no question. But here's the thing. Think about, and of course, my first typewriter was an Underwood 5,
mm-hmm.
and which is, many of you know, is a manual typewriter, but it's a boat anchor now. Nobody ever uses one, although I still own mine. I still have mine. It's going to be a museum piece one of these days. But anyway, the thing is that the this whole profession has morphed so much over the years, and administrative assistants have had to learn so many more things. Their job has expanded to the point where really it, when I think of an administrative assistant, well, Joe, when I think of you, I don't think of an administrative assistant. I think of an executive because that's what you are.
Well, you're very generous.
Well, no, absolutely not. Don't give me any credit for that, because that's the truth. Because let me ask you this question, Joan. What do executives do? They make important decisions.
Right.
And if any kind of a proposal comes into your office, what are the chances that you won't see it and contribute to the decision of those proposals?
Well, and I'll probably see it first, and I'll make a contribution.
Absolutely.
Well, I think that's the sign of a good administrative assistant. It's not somebody who's just going to sit outside and watch things happen around her or him.
Right.
For the person who wants to be involved in an organization, especially in a small organization where there aren't a lot of, you know, human people resources there, if somebody's really good and can shine and can show an interest in what they're doing, I mean, the role of the administrative assistant can lead him or her to anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think this role is so important, and it's a role that I love so much.
Absolutely.
Because we are extensions of the people we work with and for.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about it.
What would be
advice? We're the people come to us when they can't get to the person we work with, because they know eventually we will.
Well, actually, many times I want to if I want to deal with Bob, I want to talk to you, because I know you know exactly what's going on. Hey, Joan, if you had some advice for somebody right now who has an administrative assistant or who aspires to have somebody like Joan of Agliano working for them, what would be your advice to them as far as how to work with that person?
Well, I think the key is working with that person. I mean, you really can, in this day and age, just have someone there that you are sending messages to and just expect that person to do that job and that's it. You need to work with this person and frame a role that is important to the organization and to what you're trying to do. And if you can explain your goals, I mean, Mr. Dillenschneider and I have worked together for 17 years, but I can tell you right now what his goals are, and that's to keep the clients happy, to try and get new business, to keep our family lives happy, and to keep the firm going. So I know when a call comes in, I know if it's a client, I'm going to be very nice. If it's a new business call, you're going to be terrific. If it's an employee, you're going to do your best. Now, if it's a salesman, well, okay, I'll deal with you another time. I'll take a message. I'll call you back.
Right.
So if you know the goals that you're trying to achieve and you're working with someone and you've built a trust together, it's an incredible opportunity, and things work, and they'll never fail. And, you'll make mistakes along the way, and especially if you're just starting to work with someone and you don't really know them well enough to say, should I take the next step and should I call this person back to say, I'm sorry, he's not here right now, he'll call you shortly. You'll learn those things along the way, and that's what makes this person so special. Because
well
that's
said,
the extension
Joan.
Of the boss at work.
Well said. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk some more about taking initiative after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back with Joan of Agliano. She's with the Dillenschneider Group. We skip the life and... We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Joan of Agliano is our guest. She's my old friend and new friend. She's assistant to the president of the Dillenschneider Group, and that would be Bob Dillenschneider, Robert Dillenschneider, the longtime member of our brain trust you've heard on the show many times before. Joan, happy Administrative Assistance Day.
Thank you so much. It's a great day for all of us who strive so hard to help everyone in our organization.
Well, see, I think some people see the job that you have, they think of the job that you have, and they think of it as a transition type of a job. But you know, I've talked to you enough about this to know that you like what you do. You plan, as far as I know, you plan to stay in this assignment, and because it's challenging you, it's keeping you busy, you're contributing in an immense way to your company, and there are they're just like that, aren't there, across the country?
Absolutely. And that's because the job has changed so much. I mean, and I'm very fortunate, and I think the economy is, and the fact that there isn't a secretary for every boss these days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I started working, there was.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's, you know, one assistant per, you know, three or five or seven people,
right,
depending on the actual role. And, you know, in my situation, I've got management responsibility, responsibility. I'm the office manager. I'm the billing clerk. I'm, you know, I wear six or seven different hats. And at any given moment,
that's on any given minute.
Right, exactly. And, you know, I'm dealing with, you know, CEOs around the world, and it's a phenomenal opportunity.
Well, the truth is, in a lot of days, you probably have more fun than maybe somebody who calls himself a VP or a president.
Well, I mean, because I'm doing something different literally. Every time I answer the phone, I have no idea whether it's going to be a call about the office, a call about Bob's schedule, a new business call, which, you know, totally changes the way you address the day, or a client with a crisis.
Well, another thing, Joan, is that... Today, you mentioned earlier teleworkers, people who work out of the office, but mm-hmm. but with outsourcing, more and more of us are outsourcing things. A lot of the management of an administrative assistant are vendors that are not just, you mentioned salespeople a minute ago, that many of us have vendors, I know that you do too, who are not just vendors, but they're integrated partners as vendors.
Absolutely.
And so you have to manage them as if, because 20 years ago, people would have been in-house, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Right. And they would have been right across the hall or down the hall. Well, now they're not.
Mm-hmm.
You need to deal with them and know when to deal with them and how to deal with them. So it's a whole new ballgame.
I want to come back to this initiative thing, Joan. Talk to the administrative assistants out there. How do you know when to take initiative and when to say, you know what, that's above my pay grade?
Well, you learn that. I mean, you certainly don't. A job on a Monday, and Monday afternoon, you know, you're running to the person above your boss to say, I can't find my boss, and this call came in, because you have no idea who that caller is. It could be a salesman. It could be nothing.
Right.
But knowing, being smart enough to know that this is a message, and you have to do something with it, not leave it there, and know who to go to say, listen, this person just called. My boss is on a plane, although he could play now as well, but I can't reach him right now. I just feel that this is important enough that I need to ask someone about.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing to do that is critical, and that's the initiative.
And then learning from that.
Taking that information
and doing something and keeping it and helping it make the next initiative decision.
Absolutely. So once you learn that and you know who you're talking with and the rules, per se, of what you're trying to do, and you building on it. And I think the best thing about being an administrative assistant is no one's going to say to you, don't do that. That's not part of your job. People love to say, if you would like to do that, go right ahead. And if you do it well, you'll just keep gaining in responsibility. And that's why this job evolved into what it is these days.
Absolutely.
And it's great.
Do you meet a lot of young women and men who aspire to what you do?
I do. I meet a lot of people who say, you know, how did you actually get a position like this? Or what did mm-hmm. you do to get a position like this? I mean, I'm fortunate. I meet a lot of people who already do what I do, and we wonder why we can't find people. This, mm-hmm. I think, is the interesting part. We can't find people these days who want to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've
it's
got these college graduates, we've got
right.
these MBAs, people who don't think that this role is as important as it really is.
Yeah. Joan, I'm going to have to stop you because we've come up on the end of the hour. It's been a lot of fun talking to you today. Thank you very much for being here, and happy day to you very much. Joan Evagliano, Jim Blasingame, I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.